A former public works director in Taylor, Gord Davies is very familiar with local government and a reason why he's decided to run for councillor in his home community in next month's municipal election. I think my years of experience positions me to be ready to take on council business immediately because I understand the job and the duty to taxpayers, said Davies Friday, a day after filing his nomination papers for councillor. A resident in the region for close to 40 years, half of those in Taylor, Davies said he's seen some of the challenges the community has faced in recent years. I know council has been trying to attract a grocery store to the community and this is one of community's desires for the past number of years. This hasn't happened for whatever reason, whether the community is too small, developers are not available, or it's just not a favorable development idea. Davies feels it's time to look at it from a different angle. I would like to propose that council approach BC Transit to reopen discussions to see a genuine community-to-community transportation network with routes several or more times a day, he said. We have one-car families where that one car requires to go to work every day, leaving the remainder of the family in Taylor perhaps needing medical appointments or groceries from Fort St. John, being the closest community to us. He adds the service would be needed even more with the pending closure of Taylor's medical clinic at the end of the month. If we're unable to attract other alternatives to the clinic, and we're faced with a closure, transportation for medical appointments to Fort St. John is going to be of prime concern to our residents, who will now need to make trips to town for appointments. Davies becomes the third person to add his name to the ballot for councillor. He's joined by incumbents Betty Ponto and Michelle Turnbull. With a fourth seat as councillor not filled by Friday's deadline of 4 p.m., the nomination period has been extended to 4 p.m. today. September 12.